You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Welcome back, everyone. We're continuing with studying about the fourth commandment, the Sabbath, and how man illegally and unlawfully changed the Sabbath from Saturday to Sunday against God's will. And I promised you that we would talk about a prophecy in the Bible that where God warns us about this. It's in Ezekiel chapter 22, verse 25 is where I'm going to start reading. And it says, "The conspiracy of her prophets in her midst is like a roaring lion tearing the prey. They have devoured people. They have taken treasure and precious things. They have made many widows in her midst. Her priests have violated my law and profaned my holy things." So here, God warns us through Ezekiel about a prophecy that this is going to happen. How this pagan religion has priests and they teach the people to violate God's law and profane his holy things. Not man's law, man's things, God's law. They've profaned it. Continues on in verse 26, "They have not distinguished between the holy and unholy." And boy, they have not. They have mixed pagan traditions in with God's holy things and have defiled them. Then it says, "Nor have they made known the difference between the unclean and the clean." Oh boy, we haven't even gotten into talking about pigs and unclean meats. People say clean and unclean food. No, pigs, shrimp, catfish, that's not food. That's the cleanup crew. Goes on and says, "And they have hidden their eyes from my Sabbath so that I am profaned among them." So they don't distinguish between clean and unclean. They don't distinguish between holy and unholy. They mix it and defile everything. And they profane God. Verse 27. "Her princes in her midst are like wolves tearing the prey to shed blood, to destroy people, and to get dishonest gain." Oh boy, if that doesn't describe a lot of the modern preachers today. 28. "Her prophets plastered them with untempered mortar, seeing false visions and divining lies for them, saying, 'Thus says the Lord God,' when the Lord has not spoken." Ah, I got a word for you. Do I have to say more? "The people of the land have used oppressions, committed robbery, and mistreated the poor and needy. They wrongfully oppressed the stranger." Oh boy, modern churchianity. "So I sought for a man among them who would make a wall and stand in the gap before me on behalf of the land that I should not destroy it, but I found no one. Therefore I have poured out my indignation on them. I have consumed them with the fire of my wrath, and I have recompensed their deeds on their own heads, says the Lord God." Folks, he's not happy. He warns us not to do these unholy, profane things. Don't keep Sunday. Keep the Sabbath. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.